Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pocket, Neverlanders. Sprinkle a little bit of that pixie dust around and get ready to fly away with me, your Pan, the Spider Pan, Jeremy, to Neverland. Now, you got to make sure you have your happy thought with you. And I tell you what, if you need some happy thoughts, I have one for you. Next weekend is Planet Comic Con here in Kansas City, and I have two panels for you to attend, and I hope to see you there. The first one will be at 12:30, and that is the one hopefully Eric will be able to make it. He's had some family issues come into. It's not my place to say exactly what's going on, but he might not be able to make it. I'm hoping he still can come. But that's where we're going to talk about Walt Disney's time in Kansas City. I do plan on having a little bit of a trivia contest there, and there will be a prize. So that's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And if you need some other happy thoughts, free comic book day. I mean, come on. Free comic book day is coming up in 2 weeks. And we're going to talk all about that. Plus, I know I've been promising it a long time, but I'm going to finally play for you the audio of Mr. Billy D. Williams as he was at, I believe this was the Kansas City Comic Con last year. And I recorded video of it. I'll make sure I post that video up sometime this week. I know I've been really busy and there's a lot of videos I've been intending to post up, and I haven't gotten a lot of things done, and I need to update some stuff on the website for a new Lost Boys and stuff like that. And I will get to it. It's been very crazy being a college student and trying to work full time, and especially this month. Anyone who knows me personally knows that I've had a mess this month, but we're not going to worry about that. We're going to have some fun because we're in Neverland, and I tell you what, I need to have some fun. So come along with me. We're going to dive right into some really cool news.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
This is a little bit of old news. I meant to have this covered a little bit sooner than this, but Disney has been looking for a new patent for some soft robots to play a few characters. It's all we know is it's making a robot, it's going to move, and it's going to be able to physically interact like an animated character. Some prototypes, you are kind of looking around like at Baymax to be a soft character, and so maybe more of a robot thing, and he's got a nice soft body so you can hug on it. It's hard to know what's really going on with the patent, and sometimes Disney does file patents and nothing really comes out of it. But this is an interesting thing. We don't know exactly what's coming on with this. I've also been hearing stuff about a patent for a potential new and I don't know what they called it before, but I know in locally here at World's Fun, I think they call it a Skyliner, but it was basically like a car that would be on a wire that you go over the park with. I've been hearing some rumors that there's potentially a new patent for a new type of park like that. But, you know, we're all looking at these soft body robots that maybe these could be interactive little characters and maybe some characters that don't necessarily have to be played by a human, you know, so there could be something interesting going on here, but we don't know exactly what that is. For our next thing here, though, the superheroes are going to be a big feature at Disney's California Adventure. They're calling it the Summer of Heroes, and it kicks off really May 27th because that is when Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout starts. It starts really with we've gotten a look this week at what this this attraction is going to look like. Now the photos have been released, and you really can tell that it was the Hollywood Tower Hotel. It's just been given a facelift, and it's very interesting. Now, the skyline there in Disney's California Adventure, this may look a little weird there, but if you imagine the Hollywood Tower Hotel with a lot more pipes kind of going up and down it and a lot of different colors, that's kind of what this looks like from the outside. It is a very interesting design, but when this kicks off and that opens on May 27th, well, here, let me just play this video for you.
There is a place where heroes have assembled. Spider-Man. Black Widow. Captain America. And Eddie.
So, what's the plan?
Breaking out the Guardians, pal.
Come celebrate the all-new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout during the Summer of Heroes only at Disneyland Resort. Hero up.
So, yeah, there's going to be an entire summer event, and there's a lot of things listed as happening. There's, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Dance-Off. So you might run into a few Guardians on their way to the Milano. Star-Lord's going to fire up his boombox and get a party starting. Now, Gamora may prefer to stand back and observe, but you're going to get in the groove, and you're going to show off some dance moves. It's going to be fun. Everybody's going to be dancing. This could be fun. But, you know, it's basically another Disney dance party, but this could be fun, and maybe a little bit of classic rock thrown in there. We're also going to have Citizens of Earth. You're going to get to come face to face with Groot. You're also going to meet Captain America. And, of course, Spider-Man will be there. Of course, that's why this is over in California and not in Florida. There's also going to be the Avengers Training Initiative. This is where Black Widow and Hawkeye are going to get some young recruits. It's a series of tests to see what you can, if you can join the Avengers. So similar to the Jedi training, only this is Avengers. There's also a heroic encounter with Black Widow, and she's going to be on there throughout the day in an armored Avengers vehicle, making an encounter with park guests. So if you want to meet Black Widow, there's your opportunity in a hopefully a very cool looking vehicle. I have no idea what this is going to look like. It's just an armored Avengers vehicle. Also, there will be, you can get a token of a proof of your adventures when you get home by going their special themed merchandise and food all throughout Hollywoodland. Now, this kicks off May 27th. It's running all the way through September 10th. So book your trip now. Also, now this was something that came out of Star Wars Celebration. But they showed, if you look in the trailer, there is a planet. Now, Eric last week said that it looked to him like a snow planet. Due to the cracks on it, I'm calling this more of a desert-looking planet with white sand. But there's this planet, and it's called Crait, C-R-A-I-T. Well, this is the new location for the updates to Star Tours coming with stuff from Star Wars The Last Jedi. So we're going to have an adventure. Maybe you're going to get to tail in behind these new vehicles that you see that seem to look like they're scraping the sand and flinging up this like red dirt. And it's a very, very cool little shot with some new vehicles. And it looks like it'll be something similar to that. But that is all we know about the new additions to Star Tours. All right, on May 7th, if you are so inclined, check out Freeform at about 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. And it's going to be a little special called Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings. This is going to be hosted by Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell from ABC's The Bachelor, if you happen to watch that. They're going to actually follow around three couples on their way down the aisle, basically reality show and basically a big ad for Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings and Honeymoons, which, you know, if you're fabulously wealthy, you could probably afford to have one of these. Personally, I'm past my wedding. If I could ever renew my vows, it would be because I had the money to afford this type of a thing. And so this might be the closest we ever get to doing this ourselves, is getting to watch some video of other people doing it. So it could be fun. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And you're just going to sit there and wish, man, I wish I could have done my wedding there. That's kind of the way I'm feeling about this. But if you're so inclined, go and check it out. All right. Now, something big. Free Comic Book Day. And this happens every year. It's the first Saturday in May. And this year, of course, will be May 6th. Now, Marvel is really smart. May 5th will be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Marvel always has a movie released that Friday. So I tend to plan my day. I go Saturday morning to an early show because it's cheaper. And then I go out and grab my free comics and find some other fun things to do. Some highlights, some interesting things I want to point out. There's going to be, for free, this is the gold level type of things, which means this could be harder to find. You better get after it pretty fast. But there's a Betty and Veronica comic. Now, for you, those of you who are not aware, the Archie comics, they've gotten kind of a facelift. They're more trying to go with realism. And if you've seen on the CW, there's a series called Riverdale, which is a teen drama. It's not the fun, happy-go-lucky Archie stuff that I remember when I was a kid. It's just not the same anymore. There will be another Bongo Free-for-All, which features stuff like The Simpsons and a lot of other different cartoon characters. Also, we're going to see some stuff from Boom Studios. There's a Dark Horse. Briggsland James Cameron Avatar, it says. So yes, something based off James Cameron's Avatar. And as Disney fans, I suppose we're going to be interested in this, perhaps, if we were fans of the movie. I never saw it. I'm not interested in seeing it, but I do kind of want to see Pandora. But yes, an Avatar comic book. Also, there will be a Doctor Who comic book. I've been grabbing these the last few years. It's been very cool. There's actually a comic called I Hate Image. Funny enough, being released, I think, by Image Comics. There will be also a Rick and Morty comic. I have never watched this. I'm not really a big fan of the Adult Swim cartoons, other than Toonami. I do like to watch some Samurai Jack. But there will be a Rick and Morty comic. I'm not sure that I'm worried about picking that one up. Also, there will be Secret Empire from Marvel. This, I think, is going to be looking into a new... You know, usually every summer there's a big storyline going on in Marvel, and it's probably a beginning of that. And I don't know, from stuff Eric's told me, I think this is going to go where they're finding out that the Red Skull, I guess, has been messing with some stuff to cause everybody to think Captain America was Hydra. I don't know. I'm probably going to pick it up, but Marvel's done so many things here lately. I'm not interested that much, but I'm going to grab it just because I will. There's also a Star Trek The Next Generation comic coming out from IDW, a story called Mirror Broken. Now, I don't know if that means it's going to have a short story, something related to the Mirror Universe, but, you know, there is a interesting Captain Picard on the cover. Looks like he has a beard, so I'm interested. Also, Viz will have a Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess Ocarina of Time. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a comic book from Legend of Zelda. So I am interested in that. There also will be a Wonder Woman number 1 special edition from DC Universe Rebirth and an Exo Man of War comic. Okay, those are all the gold levels. There's a bunch in the silver level. And in the silver level, let me just cross over a few highlights. Guardians of the Galaxy, well, all new Guardians of the Galaxy, number 1 will be in there that you can check out. If anyone is interested in Barbie, there's one there. There's something actually called Fresh Off the Boat. I don't know if it's based off the television series. It doesn't look like it. We've got something called Attack on Titan, which I bet a lot of you are fans of. I haven't yet to watch that one. I do intend to check it out. There will be a DC Superhero Girls. There is, I believe, an animated series and a toy line based around this. Other things I've seen that were interesting was a Riverdale comic, for those of you who might be fans of the new series. Something from The Loud House, a Nickelodeon show. There's a SpongeBob Freestyle Funny, so some SpongeBob comics. A Tick comic book. You know, The Tick? Remember him? That I've definitely got to grab. I do enjoy that. A Monster High for any of the little girls you happen to bring along with you. There will be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Prelude to Dimension X comic book. A Dragon Ball Super comic book. Oh, guess what? Descendants, you know, Disney's Descendants from Tokyo Pop. There will be one of those for those who happen to be a fan of those. And the big one, Adrian Ropp has been doing art for a new Underdog comic, and there will be an Underdog available. Issue number 1 will be releasing very soon, actually, to this time, and he has the cover art, and I believe art on the inside is also Adrian Ropp. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Adrian Ropp is an artist with Avalanche, and he did art for Disney Infinity. In fact, I believe it was the storyboards he did. So he's been working on some different comics. He did a Pink Panther comic, and, you know, really good art, but here it is, Underdog. And it's coming out, and I'm excited because I love Underdog. If you have not seen the original cartoon, I'm sure you can find them online. The movie, of course, Disney did, was not bad. It was fun, but it didn't quite live up to the Underdog that I grew up watching. So those are the things I'm looking for. Free comic book day, remember, May 6th, coming very, very soon. And now I think we need to go and visit the trailer park.
All right, y'all. One more time. It don't matter what you look like. It don't. Nobody gonna sing with you.
Okay.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
All right, I got a couple of different things to take a look at this week. The first was an international trailer for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
この世のすべての呪いを解くポセイドンの槍、そのありかを知るのは最後の海賊のみ。
Jack Sparrow took everything from me.
He's coming for you, Jack, to seek revenge. The Trident of Poseidon is your only hope.
Where's your ship? Your crew?
Your pants? Jack, move!
I'm so sorry, were you still talking?
There is a girl who can help.
I've risked my life searching for the Trident.
We have to find it.
It's time to hunt a pirate. You will pay for what you did to me.
最後の冒険が。
You are very, very ugly.
ついに始まる。
Stop thinking.
Pirates of the Caribbean, 最後の海賊。
All right, so Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. As you could tell, that was definitely international, as I believe that language is Japanese, and you probably didn't understand a bit of what you just heard. But the important thing that we catch here is we finally get a look at Elizabeth Swann. Yes, making her reappearance in this fifth Pirates tale. And also we get a kind of a really cool bit here where Jack is about to be beheaded. He's loaded into a guillotine, and we see his friend there that I always forget the name of firing a cannonball right into the guillotine to break it apart before it kills Jack Sparrow. Very fun, goofy kind of scene. I'm still interested in this. This still looks very cool. It sounds like they are looking for a trident. I don't know if that is supposed to be like Poseidon's trident, or I don't know what the deal is with the trident. It would be fun if they actually called him King Triton's trident or something like that, just for a little tie into some other Disney films. But either way, this looks very cool. If you want to check this one out, it is out on YouTube. And now something I'd only briefly heard was coming, and I can't say I'm that interested, but let me play you the audio of Marvel's Cloak and Dagger, a comic book that is being brought to Freeform. And if you know the type of programming Freeform tends to have, you kind of know what to expect from this.
You can't do this.
What just happened?
It's like you're afraid if I don't do everything perfectly, you're gonna lose me.
Oh, baby,
I'm afraid even if you do everything perfectly, I'm gonna lose you.
What's your name?
Tandy. And his name was...
Yeah, Tyrone. Don't shoot!
Wait, are you that kid?
Okay, now I know there wasn't a whole lot of dialogue in there that really tells you anything, But this looks to be another teen drama. Let me tell you a little bit about what I know of Cloak and Dagger. I've only really read some comics that they guest starred in a Spider-Man story called Maximum Carnage. And so Tyrone and Tandy are these two teenagers when they first started, and they took some experimental drugs from Roxxon, and it gave them superpowers. Tandy becomes Dagger. She forms these light daggers and has a lot of light powers. Now, I don't recall them doing like a physical damage, but in this, they're presenting it as she accidentally stabbed somebody with a light dagger. Her light daggers. From what I'm understanding, they don't necessarily do like a physical damage like that. They're more about like a light damage, and you can take out an opponent with it, but they have a different sort of effect than, you know, stabbing you with a knife, you know. But they're treating it as a knife stab. Tyrone, of course, becomes Cloak, and he has this cloak that he can pull people into a kind of an alternate dimension on the inside in this darkness. And he battles opponents that way. And they became crime fighters in the comics, and they're a team. I don't know how far this is going, because it looks very much just teen drama, and I don't know if I'm going to watch. I'm not really interested in most of the programs Freeform creates, and this is just right on scale with the rest of their stuff that really doesn't interest somebody like me. Now, your teen daughter might be just thrilled with this and might be interested, but I think I could skip this one. Really not all that interested, but, you know, if you're so inclined, Cloak and Dagger, maybe go check out some comics on them. Do a little research if you're curious about the characters. See if you yourself might be interested in checking out a few episodes. This seems to me like they're pulling it away from the superhero level of things and trying to make more teen drama. Kind of like that Riverdale CW show seems to pull away from the fun and comedy of Archie and make it a murder mystery teen drama. And yeah, just not into that sort of thing. But we need to have some more fun. I think it is time that we go and we listen to this panel that I've been sharing and talking about all this time. That was Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian, and a lot of other characters. And people did ask about other characters he played when he had a panel. He seems like he has slowed down with age, but that happens. But it was very cool. I did get to talk to him a little bit at his booth, and I got to fist bump him, and that was awesome. So here we go. We'll just dive right into Mr. Billy Dee Williams.
To Disney and beyond.
Billy Dee Williams. I'm a huge fan.
Well, now you have to say since none of these guys have seen you in anything since Mahogany.
Can I tell you something? And don't you ever forget it. The success is nothing.
Yeah. you slimy double-crossing, no-good swindler.
I'm the thief!
You need all the help you can get. She's the fastest ship in the fleet.
All right. Now I know it's a thief. I'll take good care of her. Since you won't get a scrap. It was too close. Two books on psychic spying and
about the romance novel.
It's pretty sweet. If you guys want to see one of the paintings, we actually have a lithograph at the table of a painting that he did based on The Empire Strikes Back. Or you could go to his website, which is BillyDWilliams.com, and see some of his pieces. And I think you can even buy some stuff over there if you want. So there's nobody lining up at the microphone. Why? Oh, that guy is. Hey, buddy in the front row, Lando's here now. Are you happy? Are you good? Excellent. Are you going to ask him a question? You are? Do you want to have your mom bring you up to the microphone? We'll let you go first. How's that? Okay, over there. He was so excited to see Lando. When I came on stage, he's like, who are you? Oh, it was. I was devastated. Okay, buddy, what's your question?
Did Lando just meet a deal with Suicidal?
Did Lando what?
Made a deal with Suicidal.
Make a deal with Darth Vader.
Did Lando make a deal with Darth Vader?
Yeah. Well, kind of like, sort of. Well, he was forced into it, actually.
Well, you've seen the dark side and use the galaxy to...
What did he say?
To defend the rubble.
The mic needs to hear
more. To destroy the devil.
Since the audio people in this room are clueless.
The Death Star is safe.
Excellent. He kept the Death Star safe, or you mean he blew it up?
Right. So you should say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for blowing up the Death Star. Should I stay down here with this mic? Yeah, you're fired. That's okay.
All right, name and question.
Okay, Dan, and I would like to ask you a little bit, if you could recall what it took to play Scott Joplin, because he's a local hero here.
Right.
What was it like to actually play it?
Well, I did a little bit of research on Scott Joplin, and I'm a big fan of ragtime music. But he was an extraordinary individual. You know, he was, at that time, a lot of those guys didn't write the music down, but he decided to write it down. He wanted to be like the classical composers of that period before. So he started writing his music down. But it was very interesting playing that character.
What was interesting about playing it?
Well, the fact is, as I said, he was one of those, at that time, those musicians who wanted to write the music, write the music down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good question. Thank you. Yes, sir. Name and question.
My name is Scott. Looking back further into your career, was there ever a role that you had turned down because you didn't feel that it necessarily painted the character in the best light, or perhaps African Americans, it was too maybe stereotypical of a role?
Yeah, quite a few I turned down, but I can't remember most of any of them, really, to tell you the truth. But it happens. Normally, I don't usually gauge what I want to do or don't want to do based on racial things. I mean, I don't really like getting into all that kind of stuff. I find it boring. You're offered a lot of things, an awful lot of things you just don't want to do. Unless they want to give you a lot of money. Sometimes that's not always a good idea. Because you're making bad. You know, once you gain some recognition in this industry, things become difficult only because you have to make the right choices. keep your career going.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we certainly don't want to have $100 million given to you to be in a crappy movie, is what you're saying. Right?
Yeah.
No, 101.
Hi, I was wondering with...
No, what's your name first?
Oh, hi, I'm sorry. My name is Heath.
Hi.
And I was wondering, you know, with them finally making new Star Wars movies that follow up on the originals, has there been any discussion between you and Disney to appear? And if not, what can we as fans do to convince Disney to make the movies?
We actually started a campaign at DragonCon about 3 years ago on Twitter, hashtag bring back Lando. So I was going to be bringing that up later, but yes, hashtag bring back Lando, and we're hoping that they listen. So number 9 hasn't been filmed yet, so we'll see. But he's reprising his Lando role in Rebels. Do you guys watch Rebels?
Also, Lego.
Yeah.
I don't let anybody else use my voice.
All right, thank you.
That's pretty much it.
And if you guys do tweet, Billy's Twitter handle is @RealBDW. So @RealBDW, hashtag bring back Lando. I would love to blow up Disney's computers. That would be so cool. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Rainey. I wondered, if they should bring Lando back, where would you like to see the character? Like, what would he be doing, and what would he be doing overall? What would you like to see him?
Well, it depends on what direction they decide to take the stories. I noticed one thing. I just saw the episode 7. I really enjoyed it. It was a good movie. But everything is a lot more gritty now. I noticed. Even when I saw the advertisement for episode 8. So that quality seems to be pretty prevalent these days. So in terms of, I don't know, Lando, he could, I always see Lando as a gambler. He's like Steve Wynn, somebody who runs Vegas. That's how I always tend to see Lando. And always involved in all kinds of intrigue.
So causing trouble.
I don't think he's out to cause trouble. I mean, you know, I think that's a misconception about Lando. You know, he's just a guy who's, Han and Lando are very much alike. They're adventurers. So that's how I really see Lando. I mean, he gets involved in deals, you know, which become really interesting and fun and romantic.
Thank you.
Thank you. You didn't have a question?
Yeah. My name is Caitlin, and my question is, what was it like to work with Han Solo?
We had a really good time. He's a good man. So we had a really nice time working with each other.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Howdy! I'm Steve. I'm an actor and comedian. I want to say, Lando's my favorite character from Star Wars. I see him as like Brett Maverick, that's beside the point. I want to say thank you for not kicking out crying children. I wanted to ask, thoughts and impressions working with Richard Pryor? Because I'm an actor comedian and that's where my mind is.
He's fine.
There you have it. Thank you, come again. Yes, sir.
Greetings, Billy D. There are some who call me Tim, in fact, or Tim, that's my name. And my question, as an artist, what is your favorite color, and why?
All colors are my favorite color.
You can't pick one.
Hi, my name is Kevin.
Blue.
Hi, and why is blue your favorite color? Well, he asked. I'm just making sure.
It all depends on how I coordinate everything with colors.
Okay. Hi. Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Kevin. Before you became famous, was your favorite actor, and did you get a chance to ever work with him, them?
Well, the very first actor I worked with in the movies was one of the great actors America has ever produced, Paul Muni. I did my very first movie with him, and it was his last movie. For those of you who don't know who Paul Muni is, he was the original Scarface, and he played Emil Zola, Louis Pasteur, and he was one of the great actors that this country has produced. But I've worked with a lot of very good actors, really wonderful actors. And in that same movie that I did with Muni, Adler's first name, part of the Adler family. Anyway, one of my favorite actors, Sid Poitier was one of my favorite actors, and I studied under Poitier for a little small, short time. Brando was one of my favorite actors. In fact, I met Brando many years ago, about 1968, 69, and went up to his house with a friend of mine, James Baldwin, who was one of the great writers that this country's ever produced. And that was a big thrill for me, to meet Brando. He was an interesting guy. He was very much involved with political things, political concerns. And I remember spent about an hour sitting in his library with him, just the two of us talking. He's in Aries, well, he was in Aries, and I'm in Aries. So that made a big kind of difference, too.
Well, I'd also like to offer my condolences to you and the cast and crew of Star Wars for the loss of Kenny Baker, who passed away yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh. Yeah. He was a great guest. We're all going to miss him, so just wanted to offer my condolences.
Well, cheers.
Thank you. Hi there.
Hi, Jerome Perry. And my question is, well, I first want to say I enjoyed all your work for everything that I've seen you in. And I appreciate what you brought to the theaters. And my question is, out of everything you've done, what was your favorite and what was your favorite line on top of that? The flies went so missing.
My favorite character? Did you say character?
No, yeah, your favorite role, and of course your favorite line that you...
Well, I've done a lot of characters in my time. A lot of the stuff I've done on stage have been things that I really enjoyed. I did Martin Luther King on the stage in New York stage, and that was a very rewarding experience. Characters like Gail Sayers in Brian Song, and the characters I did with Diana Ross, Lady Sings the Blues and Mahogany, and the Bingo Long Traveling All Stars and Motor Games. I really enjoyed that. I've done so many different characters over the years. It's been pretty good. I've been very lucky.
Yes.
What's your favorite that he's played that you've seen?
Well, I did see Lady Sings the Blues, and I actually really liked that movie, especially your role and that line that I just saw up there on the screen. I kind of never think sometimes, but I'm not going to do it in front of you. But you know the way I'm talking about. The success.
Wait, say that again.
your success line. That's my favorite
success
line.
Success is nothing without someone you love to share it with?
Yes.
Oh, that was from Mahogany. Yeah.
Yes.
That's an old saying, actually.
But it's true to the heart. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hi there.
Hello. My name's Cameron, and I was wondering if when Kenner made your action figure, did they have you pose for it? Because in every one, you have a raised eyebrow and a big sly smile, and it seemed like something you'd do.
Yeah, well, I always had a pretty good smile. But I think for that character, I think he's that kind of guy. You know, it's all a kind of a fun. You know, he's a very charming, affable, and swashbuckling.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I don't think you actually answered the question. Did you pose for the figure for Kenner? When they made it?
No.
All done from picture reference, I guess. Hi.
Hi, Billy D. I'm Latrell, and my question is, what was your initial reaction when Disney bought the Star Wars franchise, and do you think that Disney would do better than Lucasfilm? What was your insight on that?
Well, Disney's a big organization, so I think it's a great idea, actually, for Disney to be involved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. I'm Josh, and I know that you do a lot of other things of voice work and like with your impressionistic paintings. I guess my question would be, what medium is perhaps the most rewarding for you personally at this time in your life? And to follow up with that, like what particular artists are kind of your inspirations in that medium?
As far as painting is concerned, I like to work with, I've worked with oil, but I like to work with acrylic. It's fast and it suits my temperament. I've been influenced by many artists, from the old masters to the Mexican muralists, you know, like the Cigueros, the Diego Rivera, Orozco. Painters like Walter Hartman, Frida Kahlo, Tamara Delampica, and much of the North African art is interesting to me. But I'm influenced by a lot of different things.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Noah. My question was, and I lost it. Is there ever been a role that you've always wanted to do that you haven't gotten to do?
Yeah, Duke Ellington is a character I always wanted to do. I always felt like I'm the only one who could really pull that one off. Because I understand that kind of elegance. But there was a wonderful character that I tried to do. Ellington I tried to do too, but was not successful with it. Another character is Alexander Dumas. And a lot of people don't know that Dumas was a mulatto. He wrote The Three Musketeers and all those great books, stories. But he was a great, wonderful character. And we tried to do that, get that story up, do that story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name's Greg, and my question is, out of all the scenes that you have done, what was the one scene that was your most memorable and the one that you most enjoyed making?
The one movie? Or
no, scenes.
Scenes?
Yeah. From like any movie that you've made.
Well, as far as Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, I'm going up against Darth Vader for about 3 seconds. And that was fun. I get a kick out of that. And also greeting says Leia.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about you? What was your favorite scene that he's done? Because it seems you put a lot of effort into that question. It was interesting. You wrote it down and everything. Do you have a favorite scene? No pressure.
All of them, I guess.
All of them. I'm Shamir. You've talked a lot about art influences and your experience with artwork and acting and all that. How about music? I know you had a swing album, Let's Misbehave, that came out in 1961. How has music been part of your career?
Well, I studied this music when I was a kid. My mom was studied opera for many years. She had a very beautiful voice. As a child, I studied piano and studied singing. But I don't really think of myself as a musician. Never have, really. Because I have too much respect for really good people who are musical.
Has it had an influence on your artwork or your acting career?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did a lot of paintings on bebop, specifically. And other forms of music, too, but I did a lot of paintings on bebop. That was a period I grew up in, bebop years. But I work with the Thelonious Monk Jazz Institute in Washington, D.C., and we put on competitions every year for young people around the world. So I get a chance to hang out and meet a lot of the great, great musicians. Jazz musicians.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name's Michelle. My question has to do with the 1989 Batman and how did it feel to be a part of the DC comic franchise and to portray such what would become an integral part in Batman's storyline?
Oh, it's great. I'm very fortunate. To have that as a part of my legacy. No, it's great.
Thank you. You influenced part of my life by playing it, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hello, my name is Noah. What TV show would you like to guest star in?
What show would I like to guest star in? One of my favorite shows is Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Those actors are really good. It's scary. The writing is really good. But I think it's a little scary to do that show. The dialogue is just incredible. Doing sitcoms is not an easy thing to do. But I like Big Bang Theory. And also, what's the other show with the girls? Two girls.
Two bro girls.
Two bro girls. That's a fun show.
You could be a guest of the night.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and I wanted to ask about Dancing with the Stars and if you had fun on that show.
Can you say that again?
Did you have fun on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to stop, though, because my back is bothering me. But it was a lot of fun and a lot of work. And Emma Slater, she was rough. It's good exercise.
How's it going? My name is Josh Gray. I was asking, since we all know that there's going to be a Star Wars anthology movie starring young Han Solo, I wanted to know who you would pick to play young Lando Calrissian.
I don't think anybody else can play Lando Calrissian.
I'm going to pick a torch for you. It's really Williams. I can pick a torch for you.
I don't think anybody else can play Lando.
I'm sorry, though.
also liked episode 7. I thought it was a really good movie.
Thank you.
What's your favorite?
Episode 3. An unpopular one, but I like it.
Episode 3?
Yeah.
And Phantom Menace.
Yeah. Right.
He asked what character you played in the Lego movie.
In the Lego movie?
Yeah.
Lando.
I think you missed it. You should go back and watch it again.
No, I saw that part.
Oh, you did?
We'll watch it again.
Yes. Okay. Ryan and Jason, do you want to play in Star Wars Episode 8?
Well, it's already done. It's coming out in December. Okay.
No.
That's Rogue One.
At least that's next
year. No, that's Rogue, yeah, that's Rogue One. Episode 8 is next year.
Yeah. But they finished principal photography already.
No, it's a standalone story, Rogue One.
Well,
but Episode 8 is done filming, so you can't be in it. Sorry.
Well, I saw something the other day.
For Episode 8, it might have been a teaser.
That's Rogue One.
No. Okay, we're going to look that up, too.
There was a Rogue One trailer during the Olympics.
So to answer your question, no, these can't be in 8 because they actually finished principal photography 3 weeks ago. But, hashtag bring back Lando and he can be in Episode 9. Right? Okay. So now that I put this up, we have time for 2 more questions. So, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Carissa, and you mentioned that you do enjoy jazz, and I was wondering, like, any specific favorite musicians, specifically trumpet?
Oh, there are a lot of Wayne Shorter, I don't know, there are an awful lot of Clark Terry, he's passed away now, but I used to like spending time talking to him, because he was from the old bebop days, and he was part of that language at that time that was created by the bebop people, Thelonious Monk. The newer ones, Joshua Redman, Christian McBride, a lot of people. I know a lot of these people too. I like these people.
Thank you.
Kurt Elling is a great jazz singer.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I was just wondering, out of the blue, but in an arm wrestling match, who would win? You or Han?
Well, Han would beat me.
Cool, that's a good question.
Real quick, I want to read a few reviews that I've been sitting on for a while. I believe they came from Canada. I had these messaged to me because I, in the States, I can't see anybody's reviews on iTunes outside of the United States. And I had one here from Late Night Media. It says, brings the memories back. This podcast hits the inner child, but quickly apologizes and then entertains that child. So happy I found it. Another one from Jave Chaffee Hippie says, a whole new way to explore my repressed Disney. Loving Disney doesn't exactly fit in with my image, but this podcast geeks out so much about Disney as I probably am in a parallel dimension. I'm already getting ideas for how to sneak in some more Disney into my stuff. Thank you. I do, of course, appreciate all those reviews on iTunes. I'm having a hard time seeing them here lately. My PC is not wanting to run iTunes anymore. I'm working on fixing that. I'm also working on fixing the Mighty Marvel Tooncast has some technical issues that has lost the iTunes feed, and I'm working on correcting that problem, and then Tim and I will get back to recording that as regularly as we possibly can. But that's going to do it for this week, so thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPcast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.